So Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace. And as we've heard today, we honor you and thank you for all that you do for us, that we might have life and hope in Jesus Christ. And Lord, we thank you that we can sink deep in the love of God as the song reminds us. And we thank you, Lord, for coming and dying for us that we might have life and hope and peace and joy. So Lord, I pray for my friends who are gathered here in this room today who are in the middle of life, some at the beginning, some in the middle, some in the end. Lord, I pray that you might help us all to see your hand at work in our life. Lord, that you might truly help us to understand how you provide for us and how you care for us. We thank you for the ultimate gift of all, how you provided for salvation through Jesus Christ. So Lord, may this time we have in your word be valuable and helpful for us. May it make a difference in our life, and may we as a church be the people you want us to be as we leave this place and go all kinds of places. May we be Jesus to other people. May they see a difference in our lives, and may what we do bring honor and glory to your name and advance the gospel. So today, Lord, it is good to be in this place. We thank you for your sweet spirit who comes among us and helps us. And so, Lord, be our teacher now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, good morning. I'm Pastor Mike. We're honored to have you. If you have your Bible, find the book of Ruth. Ruth is where we'll be. Ruth chapter 3. If you don't know where Ruth is, it's behind the book of Judges. If you don't know where Judges is, here's what you can do. Every Bible has a table of contents. And it's okay to look up the books. Sometimes preachers go fast and you have to find where they are. And in fact, in my table of contents, the book of Ruth starts on page 255, if that helps you any. And you can find your place in Ruth chapter 3. We're looking at the book of Ruth about a story of some everyday people, a lot like us, everyday people who experienced God's care in their life. So you may be here this morning and you really wonder, does God really care about me? Does my life really matter? Yes, your life matters. Your life matters. The great thing about God's Word is these stories that we read in the Old Testament and in the New Testament remind us that God carefully controls, guides, directs, permits things to happen in our life because we matter to Him. Look, God cares about everybody, not only here but around the world. Those who know Jesus, those who don't. So this morning, it's especially good for us to think about chapter 3 of Ruth. And in Ruth chapter 3, what I'm going to focus on is in this story of Ruth and a man named Boaz and a woman named Naomi, we discover something about how God provides. God provides, and we can learn, because God provides, to expect great things from God. I hope you will learn to expect great things from God. In your life, expecting great things from God. So, I'd like for you to stand now in honor of the reading of God's Word, and we'll read in Ruth chapter 3. If you have a copy of God's Word, you'll find some of these other verses I'll read. I don't have all of them on the screen for you today, but we'll read these. Ruth chapter 2, verse 23 says, "So Ruth stayed close by the maids of Boaz in order to glean," and I'm going to point out some words that I want you to pay attention to today, "until," that word's very important, church, "she stayed close by the maids of Boaz in order to glean until the end of the barley harvest and the wheat harvest, and Ruth lived with her mother-in-law. Then Naomi, her mother-in-law," chapter 3, verse 1, "said to her, 'My daughter, shall I not seek security for you that it may be well with you? Now, is not Boaz our kinsman? with whose maids you were? Behold, he winnows barley at the threshing floor tonight. Wash yourself, therefore, and anoint yourself, put on your best clothes, and go down to the threshing floor. But do not make yourself known to the man, and here's the word again, until he has finished eating and drinking. It shall be when he lies down that you shall notice the place where he lies, and you shall go and uncover his feet and lie down at his feet. Then he will tell you what you shall do. Ruth said to her, all that you say I will do. Verse 6, so she went down to the threshing floor and did according to all her mother-in-law had commanded her. When Boaz had eaten and drunk, his heart was merry. He went to lie down at the end of the heap of grain. And she came secretly and uncovered his feet and lay down. Now I want you to read carefully. Here's another phrase I want you to catch. Verse 8, it happened. Your Bible may read it. Came to pass in the middle of the night that the man was startled and bent forward, and behold, a woman was lying at his feet. He said, who are you? She answered, I am Ruth, your maid. So spread your covering over your maid, for you are a close relative. Then we read in verse number 18, when Ruth came back, she reported to Naomi, her mother-in-law, all that's going to happen. We'll talk a little bit more about what happens between Ruth and Boaz here in just a moment. But we read in verse 18, after Naomi hears all these words and receives the grain that Boaz has sent back to her, then Naomi said to her, wait, my daughter, notice, until you know how the matter turns out. For the man will not rest, please notice, until he has settled it today. Heavenly Father, we need understanding into your word. Oh Lord, help me today with all these wonderful people who are here. Help me today to make clear and help our people who are here today come to trust you and expect great things from you. You have done so many great things for us. You continue to do great things for us. You will do great things for us in the days ahead. Help us to live with an expectation of the great and wonderful things that you have done and will do for us. And may your word make sense to us. May my words honor Jesus today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. So in God providing, we have three lives that clash here. Look, you got to stay with me. Everything I say, when you teach a part of the Bible that's a story, I'm trying to bring you into this story. And so today we find Ruth heading to the threshing floor. Quick, I'll do it fast so we've got the thing in mind. So after the harvest takes place in the ancient times, they have a hillside where they have a building, a facility, a floor, a rock area generally. And if you go to the Middle East, you find these remains of these places. A threshing floor, it's the place where they beat out their sheaves, and there the grain would fall out and the chaff would be blown away. The wind blows the chaff away, and what remains is the grain. It's a community thing. This is not just Boaz going out by himself. The whole of Bethlehem now has gathered to winnow, it's called. They beat down the sheaves and the grain falls out, and they collect the grain in piles. Because of security, most times that the people would stay, they'd stay with the grain and the men would sleep all night. So we find God at work. Are you listening to me? On a threshing floor. It's dirty. It's dusty. There's all this stuff flying around in the air. There's lots of noise and activity and busyness because everybody's collecting up the grain. Everybody's collecting up the grain from the harvest. God has again blessed His people with a harvest. So they're in the midst of collecting up and gathering together all of these things God's done for them. And in the middle of this, we find Naomi mother-in-law, Naomi, finding an opportunity, a God opportunity for Ruth to get connected with Boaz in marriage. So other things have happened. Before we found Ruth and Boaz meeting each other in the harvest fields. Now some time has passed, as you read in verse number 23, that Ruth gleaned with all of Boaz's people until the harvest was over. Now look, I've pointed out the word until because I want to make a point for all of us. You're in this room, this is a simple illustration, but you're in this room until the preacher gets done. And boy, you're hoping that'll be fast. But you're here until we finish. You live in Dixon until, for whatever purposes, you find yourself in another place. Don't drift on me now. Some of you are making your list. You've already started drifting. Stay with me. This is important. You see, God works in the times and seasons of our life that have a beginning and have an end. And in the middle, here's where you are. You're sitting somewhere until God's next step or plan for you. You're in between the until of your life. But in the middle of that, in your waiting, in your living your life today, God's providing, but He's also planning purposes and things for you in the days ahead. You have no idea about them. Look, this is important to all of you. Sometimes we think God only takes care of all the big important people. No, we're reading about three people who are seemingly so insignificant, they're everyday people. Two of them are widows. One of them is an outsider to Israel. One of them's just a businessman. They're everyday people like us. And God is working all through their lives. Pastor Mike is trying to say this to this church. Your life matters to God, and everything that's happening in your life matters and is designed by God for a purpose. So, God provides for Ruth. We're learning that through the story, who was an outsider to Israel, but who desired to become a part of the family of God, Israel, from the Moabites. God provides for Naomi, this widow who was bitter when she came back to Bethlehem. God provides for Boaz, we're going to see as the story comes along. These three lives come together. By the way, nobody you meet is an accidental meeting. All the people that come into your life, God brings them into your life. We say it sometimes this way, providentially. So Boaz meets Ruth, and Ruth meets Boaz, and Naomi hasn't thought about Boaz in a long time, and Ruth showed up in the field of Boaz. All these things are coming together. Listen, your relationships with other people do not just happen by luck. See, I'm laboring with this as a pastor because the modern mind and the way we've all been trained is to think that all of life is a big accident. I mean, after all, once upon a time, you were just a primordial glob out there, and it sprouted an arm and then a hand, and you became, no. God created you male and female from the beginning. You're not an accident. Luck's not just happening to you. Listen, God is doing something in your life. Well, I don't like what He's doing. Okay. There are seasons of good, there are seasons of bad, until the next change comes. So God provides for the nation of Israel in this story. You know why? Because we're going to find Ruth and Boaz finally. I'm jumping ahead of the story a little bit. They get married, and from them comes the great king, King David. And then we discover at Christmas time, by the way, you only have 6 weeks to do your shopping. Christmas will be here, 6 weeks and counting. Get over there to Walmart. Get over there so you can go stand in that line and knock each other in the head for a TV. What in the world? We discover that from the line of David came one, his name is Jesus Christ, the Lord and Savior of the world. God provided a Savior for the world from the line of King David. The story of Ruth matters to us all here because the story of Ruth is your story. This is what I want you to understand. So today, I want you to see three things quickly. Number one, expect great things from a God who provides, but respond to God opportunities. It's like they come across your way, and this week for some of you, a God opportunity came in your life, but you missed it. You didn't take advantage of it. Now look, have a little bit of imagination here and a sense of humor a little bit. The story seems to be so ironic. Who would make up a story like this? Naomi remembers now, she's been thinking about for some time Ruth and Boaz and what this relationship could be. She seizes the opportunity and she says, "My daughter," verse 1, "shall I not seek security for you?" In other words, I'm looking out for you. You're a widow, a young woman, widowed, and you're here in Israel, in Bethlehem. You need a husband. Now Boaz, verse 2, is our kinsman. So here's what you do. Let's take advantage of this God opportunity. God's brought Boaz your way, Ruth. So here's what you do. I got this great plan. Are y'all listening to me? Get all dressed up, wear your nicest clothes, and go to the nasty threshing floor. All dressed up with perfume on. What in the world? That makes no sense. But when you take advantage of God opportunities, sometimes you do things that don't really make sense. Ruth hears this, gets all cleaned up, and oh, by the way, when you get there, not only do you get all dressed up, but then you go and you wait for Boaz to go to sleep and then you uncover his feet. What in the world? Okay. And verse 5, God bless Ruth. All that you say, I will do. Ruth says, I'm going to do what you say. You're my advisor. I'm going to do this. So she takes advantage of the opportunity. Ruth agrees to the plan. She goes. Verse 6 and 7. Boaz finishes his work. By the way, catch this. So Ruth is all dressed up going to the threshing floor. Going all dressed up to go to the barn would be the way we'd think about it. You just don't get all dressed up to go to the barn. Here she is with her best, looking her best. Got, I don't know, did she have bows in her hair? Who knows? She's all dressed up and they're out there doing all this mess and all of this grain and all this dust and dirt. And so the day winds down and here's Boaz. Boaz, last time he met Ruth, he was bossing his workers around out in the harvest. Now he's just busy doing his work. Are you catching this? He's busy with life, doing what he's doing. He finishes the day, he goes and he lays down, and then we read these incredible words in verse 8. It happened, or your Bible may read, it came to pass. That's a word, that's a phrase a lot like the word until. Because you're here until God calls you to do something else. But God opportunities come all the time. God opportunities arise in your life and in mine. And so Naomi and Ruth take advantage of it. And it happened in the middle of the night. This man's feet are uncovered. Maybe he got cold. He was startled. Now, can you imagine this? He wakes up in the middle of the night and here's a fully dressed, beautiful woman laying at his feet. What in the world? Talk about a surprise. I'm out here with the grain. Look at this. Who is this? Verse number 9. And she said, I am Ruth, your maid. Now here's the opportunity. Ruth took advantage of it. This doesn't mean much to us in the Western world, but this is the culture in ancient Israel. She says to him, spread your covering over your maid, for you are a close relative. She says the word, she makes a proposal of marriage. You see, here's the way it worked in the ancient world. In order to protect a man's name and the family line, if a man died, his brother or a close relative would marry the widow in order to perpetuate his name. She says to him, Ruth takes advantage of an opportunity. Why, she's already laying at Boaz's feet anyway. So she says, basically, marry me and be the kinsman redeemer. So she expected and took advantage of a great opportunity. Naomi, go out there and do it. And now Boaz, Boaz is surprised, but he says, "May you be blessed of the Lord." Verse 10, "My daughter, you've shown kindness. You picked me instead of the young men. You picked me instead of the whether they are rich or poor. You've picked me. I'm an older man. You want me to be your redeemer. Now, don't fear," verse 11. "I will do whatever you ask. For all my people in this city know that you're a woman of excellence." So Boaz responds. I mean, it's a surprise to him. Look, God surprises us, folks, with opportunities. You're not expecting it. You're going about your daily work. You're doing what you do every day, and then it happens. This is the way we talk. We read it earlier. It's in chapter 2, verse number 3. So Ruth departs, and she goes to glean in the field after the reapers, and she happened to come into the portion of the field belonging to Boaz, the relative of Elimelech. Look, nothing happening in your life is accidental. You need to reprogram your brain. This is what the Word of God teaches us. The hand of God and His direction and care and His ability to provide all guiding in you and your life today. The people you meet, the jobs you do, the places you go. "Well, I'm making the choice." Okay, you are, but God's still at work. Ruth got up and went to the field. God directed her path. That's what we talked about last week. Second thing we learned, though, is when you expect great things from God, here's the hard part. It seems like from our side, God's going to do all these things. Oh, Ruth had this great conversation with Boaz. Boaz says, I'm willing to do it. I'm willing to marry you. But then we read verse number 12. "Now, it is true that I am a close relative, Ruth. However," don't you hate the word "however"? I hate that word. Maybe because I just went to the doctor and my doctor friend from all these years giving me all this report. It's so good. We're having such a great report. And he's going through his list and all these things are good. And then he says, "However," oh, I don't want to hear "however." He says, "However, you have to give up some of your peanut M&Ms and Dr. Pepper." What's the "however" in your life? Obstacles seem to come. Oh God, Pastor Mike says we should expect God to do great things. However, I got this problem. It's a person, Pastor Mike. Well, isn't it amazing how God puts people in your life sometimes like gum on your shoe? You can't get them off of you. Wonder why that is. Nothing's an accident. So here, Ruth is so excited. You can imagine. We don't read the part about Ruth's feelings in this, but let's use our imagination here. She's dressed up. Man, she's ready to go. She asks, "Will you marry me? Will you be the kinsman redeemer for me?" He says, "I will. However, there's a relative closer than me. Remain this night, and when morning comes, if he redeems you, good. Let him redeem you. If he does not, then I will redeem you as the Lord lives. Lie down until morning." Look, I'm telling you something here. I'm preaching. You need to listen. We're expecting God to do great things, but what it's like to be in a time like we're in until the new time is we have to just sometimes lie down and wait, which leads me to the third thing. When you expect great things from God, they always come in God's way, in God's time. So Ruth goes home, tells Naomi everything that's happened, and verse 18 is where I want us to focus the little bit of time we have left. Look at this. "Then Naomi said to Ruth, 'Wait, my daughter, until you know how the matter turns out.'" If we're reading this, the Hebrew word here for wait means to sit still. Oh, does anybody like to sit still? Of course not. Now, you've been doing a pretty good job, by the way. None of you are too fidgety. You don't have those fidget things on your fingers spinning them around. I appreciate that. That'd be a little distracting. But nobody likes to sit still. We got to move. We got to make things happen. We got to have a plan. We got to go forward, not sit still. Why are we still here? Why are we still doing what we're doing? Why am I still doing this job? Why do I still have these relationships? The words of Naomi are for all of us. You're trying to take advantage of a God opportunity. Obstacles have come in your way, so what do you have to do? You have to sit still until it falls out. Literally, it reads, until you know how the matter falls out. Now, some of us in here try to force things to happen, don't we? Don't raise your hand. We try to force things to happen. Well, this ought to be an opportunity. I'm going to force it. You can't force it. The more you try to force it, the worse you make it. Just like trying to, you know, hammer something into a, you know, that's round into a square place, it doesn't work, no matter how hard you hit it. Some of us are trying to force things in our life today. We're trying to make something happen on our own. See, God is guiding in your life, and until the Lord moves from today till then, you're where you are. Wait, sit still, my daughter, until you know how things fall out. Some of us say this, I'm going to do such and such, but I have to wait until such and such. We are so good at trying to plan our lives. But what we learn from the book of Ruth is sometimes we have to wait for God's time. So what do we do in the middle of all that? We wait and trust the Lord, a God who provides. You know what God is so great at doing? Not only does He provide for those times in the future, He provides for right now. He provides for you in what you need right now. It may not be what you prefer. It may not be what you'd like to have. But the fact of the matter is, God provides for you what you need right now. So Naomi took advantage of God opportunity. Boaz. Ruth proposed marriage to Boaz. Boaz responded out of a surprising incident. This week, some of you are going to walk into a God opportunity and be surprised. Here's my question. Are you paying attention? Or have you gone to sleep? Have you just drifted away? Have you been numbed by the world and all the other things in it? Are you paying attention when God's at work around you? See, this is what we talk about all the time here at the church. Paying attention to what God is doing. Being alert. Are you expecting God to do anything? When God does things, there are obstacles that come. We learn that all through God's Word. Obstacles come as we seek to believe and trust God. But you know, when you expect things from God, you have hope. The Bible says, Romans 5:5, hope does not disappoint. Listen to this, I'm about finished. Hope does not disappoint because the love of God is poured out in our hearts. Talking about believers now who know Jesus. Hope does not disappoint because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts through the Holy Spirit who was given to us. I expect God to do great things in my life, both now and in the future, because hope has been poured into my life, because I'm loved by God, and a God who loves me, are you listening? Cares and provides for me. But He does it at the right time. So maybe today you need to hear these words more than anything else from Pastor Mike. Sit still until you know how the matter is going to fall out. Don't force it. Just wait. Praise the Lord in waiting. Bless the God who saved you, who loves you, who cares about you, and just wait. Just sit still. You remember, we have this in the Word of God. Be still and know that I am God. When was the last time you found in your busy schedule a few minutes to just sit down? No devices. No noise box on the TV going. No music. And just sit still and know that God is at work. I spoke with a man not long ago who's just in a real hard time in his life. He just felt like he could not figure out what to do. He couldn't get focus. And the longer we talked, finally I said, look, you know, all the only thing I know, and he was a blessed man with some land that he had. And I said, why don't you just go get a chair or go get on your tractor and drive to the most remote place on your place, turn it off, or sit there in that chair and just be still. Just listen. Just wait. Don't go back. Don't take a pad and go out there and make some plan. Don't go out there and read some book. Just go sit down and be still. I appeal to you, my friends. For some of you, the best thing you could do today to not miss a God opportunity is go sit down and be still just for a moment. And let the Lord speak to you. Naomi said, wait, my daughter, until you know how the matter turns out. For the man, talking about Boaz, for the man will not rest until he has settled it today. Well, we have someone that we have far more confidence in than Boaz. We have our confidence in the Lord. Amen. And did you know God is good all the time? What did you say? All the time God's good. So we're in a pretty good place. So when the God opportunity comes by, get all dressed up and go to the threshing floor. Uncover his feet and lie down. And he'll tell you what to do. When the God opportunity has come your way, keep hoping even when there's an obstacle. However, I'd love to do this for God. However, no. God's greater than the howevers. And finally, expect great things from God. Remember, he does it in his time, but he's always good. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word.